She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Well, thank you for coming back and listen to me. We just had this incredible segment on food additives that are banned elsewhere and are still pretty much lively here in the United States. And it's all about, I think, addiction, because I think when the food industry, and yes, I say industry, and once again, it's an industry, you know, when it's managed, it's marketed, and it makes a profit. And food is, gosh darn it, it's our medicine and it is our sustenance. But we are dealing with an industry, and I think that this purpose, I would say, of this segment is to, as the Dr. Holly Lucille Mindful Medicine Show always wants to do, is kind of knock us alive, help us use our own mind so we can own our health better. But addiction, these food additives certainly are addictive. And so even though we know, maybe because of all of the great people talking about, hey, we shouldn't do this, we just want it more and we go after it. But gosh darn it, I think there is one substance out there that is pretty darn addictive, and it's not nicotine. I think it's sugar. And I do believe that the everyday juicer, Ray Dustar, my juice star, is back in the house, and we're going to talk all about it.
Absolutely. It is so good to be back. And I have to tell you, it's pretty crazy, but there is so much data and information out there that links sugar to so many problems. And what was super interesting for me was there's been recent studies where they have determined that sugar for laboratory mice is more addictive than cocaine. So they basically would get a group of mice addicted to sugar. They would get them addicted to cocaine at a separate time, and then they would be given the option of going for sugar or going for cocaine. And practically 100% of the lab-tested mice would gravitate toward the sugar. So think about that. Think about what an incredible, you know, addiction the public and how negatively, you know, a drug like cocaine is viewed, where in essence what's happening on an everyday basis, you know, with our bodies legally in front of our face, is that foods that are rich in processed sugar and enriched sugar are basically, you know, causing a level of addiction that is greater than, you know, an illegal narcotic substance. I mean, that's crazy if you think about it.
Yeah, it's crazy, and it almost makes you want to come back if you die as a rat, because look at what you're going to get to experience, right? But so let's talk about sugar and where it's at in all of our foods and things that people normally consume throughout the day.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and here's one thing. So, you know, obviously fruit, for example, is very high in sugar. And when we've talked about, or not very high, but it's higher in sugar than vegetables. People stick to the 90-10 rule when it comes to juicing fruits versus vegetables, and that is juice 90% vegetables, 10% fruits, because even the sugar that's in fruits, which is a natural sugar, it's fructose, even that sugar, when you remove the fibrous portion of a fruit and juice it, that's too much sugar being released in your body at the same time. So, you know, don't get me wrong. I don't want people to think that you know, all kinds of sugar, especially the sugar found in fruit, is bad for you. But that's why I always advocate people to drink your vegetables, eat your fruits, and don't spend a lot of time juicing the fruits to remove that. The fiber helps slow down the release of insulin for the sugar. So that's one piece of it. But the biggest thing, and we've talked about this before, is, you know, people really need to start reading labels. It amazes me how many of my close friends, literally, when we start talking about health and nutrition, what I eat and what they eat, how many people are not turning around the things that they're buying in the grocery store to take a look at that label and specifically zero in on the sugar content that is in that product? And I'll give you a perfect example. I was at a friend's house over the weekend, and I opened up, you know, their refrigerator, and they had, you know, two big jugs of Tropicana orange juice. And I said, hey, have you guys ever taken a look to see how much sugar is this, you know, orange juice that you're drinking? And they're like, no, it's orange juice. It can't be bad for you. So you turn it around, and basically all of the carbohydrates that are in that processed orange juice are all in the form of sugar. So an 8-ounce glass of that Tropicana orange juice is going to give you 26 grams of sugar. That's an incredible, yes, incredible amount. And so my buddy is like, oh, my God, I start off my morning every morning with 8-ounce glass of this. And I said, well, you know, that's Coca-Cola. You're taking in 40-plus grams of, you know, pure processed sugar. So the other thing I really want to stress with people is, you know, start to turn everything around. Take a look at everything. See if there's any fiber in the products that you're buying. See if the carbohydrate makeup, you know, is any type of soluble or insoluble fiber and not just sugar. And if all the carbs are all sugar, that's something I would put down and look for an alternative.
Well, you know, and Ray, I think what you're talking about is so important, because here on Mindful Medicine, we want to, like, and Dr. Ricky Kirshner said, hey, instead of knock them dead, let's knock them alive. Like, I really want people to just wake up and use their own brain. And there's so much seductive messaging out there when it comes to, I mean, Tropicana, but also Ocean Spray. You know, you think, sure, you're getting this great, you know, cranberries. Are you kidding? Everybody knows that there's medicinal benefits of cranberry. But if you look at getting Ocean Spray cranberry juice and you turn it around and you actually look at the label, and this is taking self-responsibility. You and I have talked many, many times about, hey, do you have a primary care provider? Well, you should if you don't think so, because everybody should really be primarily in charge of taking care of themselves. And I think this is a huge step towards that when you just get savvy and you don't just get seduced by the messaging from these marketers, which are, they're so slick, and they're getting slicker. We all depend on them. We're all looking for our brand story. We're all looking to get in there and have people, you know, adhere to us and like us and follow us and all of that stuff. But gosh darn, we have got to, as far as our health is concerned, take responsibility, wake up, and look at labels.
Absolutely. There, you know, I haven't watched this yet, but I need to. But Katie Couric, along with got a award-winning producer who was on The Inconvenient Truth, they've got a documentary out. I think it's on HBO now. I know, but it's called Fed Up, F-E-D, Fed Up. And it basically sheds light on, you know, the unhealthy habits of the American food industry, and it primarily zeroes in on, you know, the role that sugar is playing in terms of diabetes, in terms of, you know, obesity. The problem with childhood obesity these days is just, for the most part, you know, the kids are taking in so much processed sugar that maybe their parents don't even realize is happening. And whether that's at, you know, the school lunches that are being prepared, or whether that's at home, you know, it's pretty remarkable at the lack of understanding when it comes to really how much sugar we're taking in on a daily basis without even realizing it. So I really want to stress to everybody, you know, see what the nutritional panel says. You know, see how much sugar is in there. See how much fat you're getting. See how much protein you're getting. And when you look at something that is incredibly high and skewed with sugar, you know, stay away from that. You know, don't take that. And I'll have to watch this documentary, Fed Up, and give my thoughts on it on a future.
All right, we'll talk about it next time, because here's what Dr. Ray, that's all right, we'll just call you that. Driving out refined sugar from your diet is a great way to not only shed weight, but also put you on a road to sustained health. So this is why I have the Everyday Juicer in the house with me every week to talk more about knocking you alive. Stay tuned.